Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, here we go. Let me pull it up for you.
And the right-hander Giles deals. Hit on the ground. There's a base hit left field. Hicks scores. Here's Ellsbury. Here is the throw home, and he is out at home to end the game. A good throw by Marisnik nabbed him.
That is John Sterling. Oh! By the way,
that's a throw on the fly, by the way.
And Marisnik brought into this game for defensive purposes.
Well, there you go. There's the defense right there. And
great throw.
Well, listen, no worries. Yankees are still in second place. They're fine.
See, there you go, little pot shots.
What do you mean pot shots? They're
pot
fine.
Shots.
Well, they're 21-11,
dude. Point out, oh, they're still in second place. They're fine. Pot shot.
They're 21-11.
It's also factual, but that is a pot shot.
No, it's a pot shot.
There's no pot shot. They're 21-11, one of the best teams in baseball.
They are one of the best teams.
And
they
were just, they're in second place.
They
so
were just
about it.
Passed by who is now the best team in baseball.
I think they lead the wild card race in the American League.
They should. They're half game behind Buck Showalter and his Orioles. They were rained out, by the way, last night, which is why they gained a half game. Here is Joe Girardi on Ellsbury trying to score. And, you know, he was asked, is that the right call? Should you have held him up? What did you think?
And you have to take that shot. It's
That's
a perfect
right.
throw to get him.
Yep.
If there's less than two outs, you don't do it. But that's the right call, and he made a perfect throw.
Here was Sanchez, who hit the baseball. He was hopeful.
Once I hit it, I thought, you know, we had a chance, but unfortunately, we couldn't score.
Now, A.J. Hinch was not stunned that Marisnik made the play.
There's a lot that's got to happen for that to go right, but you know, Marisnik brings his defense to the ballpark every single day. I try to put him in there a ton.
And then, of course, you have Dallas Keuchel, who was sensational. Here was his manager again.
He was getting soft contact. He was missing bats. He was doing a lot right.
Really, until Gurriel drops that ball at first base.
Keuchel,
I mean, they were doing nothing.
Keuchel,
and then all of a sudden,
I want a hit off Keuchel. Keuchel.
Oh, you can't hit off Keuchel. That's the point.
You can't. And I don't know. I had never heard of this kid. They brought in the seventh inning after him. Devensky, I think, is his name.
That's right.
You see, he's got 42 strikeouts. He had four strikeouts in two innings last night. 42 strikeouts now in 23 innings, which is pretty, I think, impressive. Here is Joe Girardi. This was something that me and Al were discussing on the warm-up show.
Good.
Well, you know, the game starts off with an out, and then you get the Josh Reddick quote-unquote double, the pop-up
right. That
falls in between Gregorius and Ellsbury. And Girardi was asked if he wished Ellsbury would have called him off and made the play.
Yeah, I mean, your hope is that it's a really tough play for Didi. So, yes.
Yeah, going out,
and then you get
the home run.
First off, Ellsbury's playing damn near the warning track, but he's there in time. It's going to be a routine catch for him. But Didi's going back, and fundamentals, nobody said nothing.
Yeah, but I don't think he could hear him. That's the point. I mean,
they're 3 feet away
in
from each other.
Listen, he's coming from a far away. It's just one of those weird things. The ball was hit in the perfect spot for both of those guys to be very unsure about where each other was. You know, it's...
Now, it's interesting that this happened last night on this play, because you've got this whole Bobby Valentine, David Ortiz thing going
right.
on as well. Ortiz just rips him in a new book that's coming out. It says a lot of different things in it. I'll give you a couple of things he says that SI put out in terms of what was in the book. Valentine, this is Ortiz. He says Valentine would have players hit ground balls to one another, which he did not find appropriate. He says he didn't get paid to hit ground balls. He gets paid to hit moonshots. He said Valentine would introduce new drills that he used in Japan, and specifically talking about knowing who makes the call on a pop-up, on an infielder going out and an outfielder
right.
coming
so
in.
So in other words, fundamentals, Bobby's trying to teach these guys,
right.
and they don't want to hear anything about it.
Now, here, it's just interesting because this happened last night. Here was Valentine with Tiki and Tierney on the CBS Sports Radio Network yesterday.
Hold on a minute. Bobby V is a friend of the show, number one. How did you not get Bobby Valentine out?
Well, this actually broke after our show
so
yesterday.
Is he coming on today?
I could put in the ask for sure, but he's kind of already said his piece, but
yeah,
I'll
but
gladly.
Bobby, I mean, been with us for 10 years.
Bobby
Hell,
Jason
used to pay Bobby to come on when he was
yes,
the manager.
That is true.
How did Mike not get him?
That I'm not sure.
Tiki and Tierney. Good one
got
for
him.
Them.
Yeah.
Can't even hear this show in New York, and they got him.
That's,
think about
yeah,
that.
That's true.
They're on the CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, which does not play in New York on the radio.
On the radio, right.
But they're probably played in Boston, Bobby V's in Connecticut. Maybe you can hear them there. You can listen online in New York.
101.2375 or something, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, here was Bob.
Oh, I get it.
No, you don't.
On the CBS television sports, what is it?
Right.
You only get paid for them every 2 weeks.
Bobby V had to say.
Now, this was about Mike Avilas, who is having trouble at the time with this play. So here's, it's 20 seconds. Where you go.
There are rules in baseball that maybe I didn't explain properly when I was there. Maybe that's David's confusion. Mm-hmm. In baseball, not in Bobby Valentine's baseball, in all of baseball, the person who runs in for the ball calls for it. The person who runs out for the ball says nothing. So that you're not saying something at the same time.
It was very interesting. That happened last night.
Of course, Ortiz never ran for a ball anyway.
Right. Well, and Ortiz was apparently ticked off because he called out Avilas at one point when he screwed it up again.
After doing it about the third time, I asked him what his problem was. Was it hearing or learning? And afterwards, it was like, this major, and I said it with a loud voice.
A major thing. The players went to him and said, you owe him an apology because he's all upset in the locker room.
Maybe that's why they lost there miserably when he was there, because they're all sensitive,
you know, it's interesting, though,
and insecure.
I went back and looked, because you read the story, it's like 2012, what a miserable season they were, you know, whatever, they were 68, and they lost a lot of games. You look at the year, though, they were like 5 or 6 games over 500 midway through the season before it all came crashing down. And Ortiz is saying how the team didn't want to play for him and hated him week one. That's not really true, because you played for half a season.
So David Ortiz is trying to sell a book. That's all he's doing. And you attack a guy that a lot of people don't like. So that's a good way to go. But if you tell me that the attack is based on Bobby V trying to coach fundamentals in a sport in which his team is not aware of those fundamentals, I would back Bobby V on that.
Yeah. Yeah, you certainly would.
Are you making too much money to learn? Is that the case? Ask Neil Patrick Tyson Harris. He knows. He's the smartest guy on the planet. He still wants to learn.
Everybody wants to learn.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the Jeter stuff. So 3-2 was the final of the Yankee game last night. They will continue the series tonight. Lance McCullers will take on Jordan Montgomery. We'll have that for you on The Fan as well. We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, here's Derek Jeter, by the way. So he puts this out. Well, I broke it up because it's 2.5 minutes.
It's so good, though.
You really?
It's awesome.
I think it would be if Jeter did it, like the whole thing.
So then you missed the whole point of it.
No.
You don't
no,
have
no.
the depth to understand
I want to hear Derek
emotion.
Jeter thanking New York.
You are hearing Derek Jeter. That's
I don't
Derek
see
Jeter
some
talking.
Person in a store
Here's
telling
me. This is what you miss
me?
Out on.
No.
This is Derek Jeter talking.
I disagree.
Through the people that make New York great.
Garbage.
Garbage.
I think it would be awesome if Jeter was the one saying all this.
In he is the one saying it.
He wrote it, but he hired people to read it. This would be kind of like you.
Special.
Hey, yeah. Jerry, you know what? This is what I'd like you to. This is what I'm thinking this morning.
Yes.
Go praise the Yankees and how great that was and just say this comes from me. And Boomer will just go along with it. It's not you, it's your thoughts. But you're not the one saying it.
Well, you know, Craig has given me his eulogy.
What?
He wrote his eulogy and gave it to me.
That's right.
Really?
Just
already?
In case. You never know. Just
I know
in
you're
case.
Not sleeping much, but that's scary.
Okay, so what's interesting about what you just said, so you don't like it when one person's speaking and they show other people uttering the same words as the person that's who should be speaking.
In this sense, because I love what's written. I like a lot of what's written. I don't like the way it's delivered.
But you missed the whole point of it.
I don't want...
What Jeets is saying is... I'm thanking all of New York.
Right.
Different backgrounds, race, religion, sexuality, whatever it is. And I'm gonna send that message through the melting pot that is New York. It's a genius video.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Of course you don't like it, because why not hate the Yankees because you have a chance to bust
no,
my balls?
No, I like everything he wrote when
then
I read
how
it.
How do you not like the delivery
I
of it?
Because I read it on the Players Tribune. I'm like, this is pretty cool. And I'm like, oh, wow, cool. He produced a video piece. I'm going to watch it. And there he's standing there. He starts. I'm like, who's this guy? And then who's she?
You missed the whole
I didn't
point.
Like that.
I think it's beautiful.
Don't mock
well, that's because
Boomer.
You played golf with him last week.
No, Boomer's mocking is what he's
not mocking.
Boomer doesn't want to lose tonight's gig over Montclair.
It's a love affair.
That's right.
A Yankee fan. And I told you, all my Yankee fans.
And what's wrong with that?
Love Derek Jeter. They
Again,
love what he stood
this.
For.
It's really well written.
Kevin's in the Bronx. Kevin, what do you got?
Dude, you're like such a Derek Jeter hater, man. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
No, Kevin, but how could I be a hater when I say I loved what he wrote? I think it's great.
Yeah, I guess
right,
Kevin's hearing what
he
wants to hear.
The point.
And it's the opposite. I want more Jeter.
Hold on. Kevin, did you watch the video?
Yes, I sure did. I see it on the Players Tribune. I actually got to see it all over social media.
And what do you think?
Sitting behind my computer, I mean, I almost broke down in tears.
Oh, this is, you know, yeah, this is unbelievable.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's so emotional.
Kevin,
listen, guys, I grew up in the Bronx in the late 90s or early 2000s. I got to see these great teams that Jeter got to play for and what he did for the fans and to see him and come out and what for. He wrote it. He wrote those
right.
words.
Right, and it's awesome.
Right, but
I
you
just
guys,
would have liked him
Kevin, I got
to
your back, buddy. Don't worry. What they're missing the boat on, because they don't have the depth to understand it, is he's the only athlete that has ever gone out of his way to thank New York in this manner. And having men and women and black and white and different ethnicities being a part of this video is the perfect thank you to us. You're welcome, Derek. That's
you,
what I'd like
you
to say.
The thank
you're
you
welcome.
That Lou Gehrig gave.
Yeah, how about that one?
How about that one?
How about that?
I mean, you're a big Yankee fan.
Poor guy was dying.
Yeah. I can't believe that you haven't brought that up.
Why would I bring that up?
Because that was emotional and significant, and we'll go
Couldn't,
down
you
in history
can't
as one
even
of the great.
It. You can't
the,
compare
one
the two.
Right, Gehrig's was better.
Oh,
you
man,
can't compare the two.
I don't know.
You can't compare the two. Sadly, with Lou Gehrig, you had a dying man.
Yeah.
Saying today I consider myself the luckiest guy.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because
right.
he got to wear the pinstripes
that's
of the
right.
New York Yankees.
That's right.
That's right. So you can't compare that to what Jeter just did. They're standing.
Well, no. You said
mutually exclusive
who else has
items.
Done anything like this?
Right. Exactly.
No
I mean,
one
Lou
has.
Gehrig stood up at home plate. I think it was at home plate, but at Yankee Stadium, a dying man. And delivered
but
that
you
beautifully.
You didn't see Adam Graves' ceremony at Madison Square Garden.
Yes, I did.
Or Mark Messier's ceremony, or Mike Richter's ceremony, or
so
Brian Leach's ceremony.
When, once
very
being
emotional,
honored, they
very,
said thank you.
Very emotional.
Yeah, once being honored,
very
they
emotional.
Said thank you. Oh, now that you're honoring me, I well, say thank you.
So what is Jeter? He's being honored Sunday.
No, he went out of his way months
because
ago.
Because he's being honored
to film
Sunday.
A video to thank
exactly.
New York.
Yes, in conjunction with being honored no, this weekend, no. which, yeah. by the way, is yeah. fine. I think it's great. It really is.
It's a little
I
selfish
just
that he, you know, a little selfish that he picked Mother's Day to have his number retired, because he wants to thank his mom.
That's right. Maybe he wants to do something special for his mom.
He does. He actually does. He did
That's
say
exactly
that.
Right.
Because his mom was always there, giving him, you know, the encouragement that he needed to become the great player that he was.
Yep.
That's great.
Let's knock that.
What about everybody else's mom, though?
See, I know. Now we got to go out to the Bronx on a Sunday night
yeah,
at 8 o'clock.
You should complain about it tonight in Montclair and tell all the Yankee fans there in Louisiana Lightning that you think he's being selfish. You should, I mean, say it here, say it there, least, you know.
Right. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying you're
just
overstating
saying.
The whole thing.
Oh, and can we just clear up one thing before I get kicked out of here because we're running late? The Tim Tebow thing?
Yeah.
Nowhere does it say that he is coming up,
he's
being brought up. It says they have contemplated moving him up maybe after the All-Star break. And he's playing in Lakewood this weekend. I think you said Trenton. It's Lakewood.
Lakewood.
Correct. So I agree. He probably will be moved up at some point.
You're damn right he's going
to
be
But they
up.
Did not say that we are promoting Tim Tebow tomorrow.
Right.
It's Monday.
He's
going
to actually have to...
after the All-Star break.
He may have to build an arc.
He might have to build an arc.
Well,
the weather is
knowing Tim Tebow,
be horrendous on
he's
Saturday.
Probably got an
they
arc.
Got the right guy.
Yes, exactly.
Who else would she use to get through the rain other than Tim Tebow?
Exactly. So anyway, so that's what you got. And just very quickly, we'll play some of those clips through the morning. The Spurs did not only beat the Rockets, they beat them up 114-75. All five starters in double figures. How about that?
Yeah, I think we should play the Jeter thing once an hour at the top of the hour.
In its entirety?
Yes, I do.
2 full minutes?
It's better than the other crap we play. Come see Southside Johnny at Bar A again. I'd rather play the Derek Jeter video. Hey, come hang out with a bunch of sausage for 5 hours.
Sausage fest.
Celtics Wizards tonight in Washington. There you go.
Boomer and Carton on the Fan. Now, can we post the video on our website?
We can put a link.
Or a link to it?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No?
I think we should. Al, will you link to it on the Boomer and Carton Twitter account?
Absolutely.
Because done on the website will take a month.
Right. I'll
and
do it.
And then there's probably rules that... prevent us, but no one else from actually doing it.
On Twitter, I do it like this, Craig.
Do it like this.
And a snap.
And do it like that.
Done.
Hit him with a bat.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.